Rich Rosell Demo.
Audiobooks.
Ray Steele had saved his allowance for nearly a year, and now he stood before the full-length mirror in his parents' master bath, turning this way and that, and admiring his new flight jacket. It bore colorful patches and epaulets. He could imagine himself a pilot. When he wore the jacket, no one accused him of slouching. He could feel his pelvis inch forward, his shoulders slide back, stomach in, chest out, chin level. It wouldn't have surprised him if people actually saluted when he walked by. He was stunned when even his friends laughed at his jacket. They were just jealous, he told himself. In many of the more relaxed civilizations on the outer eastern rim of the galaxy, The Hitchhiker's Guide has already supplanted the great Encyclopedia Galactica as the standard repository of all knowledge and wisdom. For though it has many omissions and contains much that is apocryphal, or at least wildly inaccurate, it scores over the older, more pedestrian work in two important respects. First, it is slightly cheaper. And second, it has the words, "Don't panic," inscribed in large, friendly letters on its cover. There was nothing so very remarkable in that, nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, oh dear, I shall be late." When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it all seemed quite natural.